Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, we're going to take a look at how to use the IS7 Manager to create new websites on our Windows server. Now, historically as a developer, I've mostly relied on other folks to do this sort of work for me, but the more I understand about how IS7 and how Windows Server 2008 actually serve and deliver my websites, the more I'm able to consider that information in the architecture and development of my web applications, and I find this to be very useful. Hopefully, if you've been following along with this video series, you've come to embrace and agree that this sort of information is useful for developers as well. So before we go on and actually do the new website creation on this server, I want to remind developers that there's a namespace in .NET that we should know about, Microsoft.web.administration. And through the Microsoft.web.administration namespace, we can actually write code that automates the provisioning and management of the websites hosted in our IIS7 instance. So I'm here at the learn.iis.net website, and I'm looking at an article, How to Use Microsoft.web.administration. If we scroll down a little bit, what we'll find is a C# sample of source code that actually creates a new website on our Windows server. I think this is a really interesting topic, and I plan to develop some additional content specifically for developers who want to write code to automate this process of managing their IIS instance, and I'll deploy that content on the ASP.NET Learn website. So in addition to the rich set of content that's available at learn.iis.net, you'll also be able to find that developer-specific content at www.asp.net/learn. So now, let's go ahead over and take a look at creating a new website using the IIS7 Manager. So we're going to use this IIS7 Manager instance to create that new website here on our Windows server. But for external requests to resolve to the new website that we're going to create, a few things external from this Windows server have to have happened. The first, of course, is I have to register the domain name that I want to map to the web application that I'm about to create here in the IIS7 Manager. So I've done that using my domain register, and I've registered the domain name netoop.com. When I registered that, one of the things that I have to do is specify my domain name record as to which name servers I want requests to be resolved through. Now, with my hosting provider, there are two services that they offer for name services. One is to use their shared name servers, and usually the name server records start with NS1 or NS2 and then some name that's shared by all of the hosting that's done by your hosting provider. Or, in the case of my hosting server, they allow me to lease, if I choose to, a dedicated name server. So they'll actually set up a name server using the resolution names that I choose, NS1joeswebsite.com, for example. So that has to be done, and then once that's done, that our domain name is registered and configured for the name servers that we're going to use, then we need to configure those name servers to understand how to process requests for the domain name that we just registered. Now, how you configure those name servers will be entirely dependent on the process that your hosting provider has put in place. With some hosting providers, they do it for you through email. In the case of my hosting provider, they have a rich control panel that they've custom developed that allows me to specify which domain names are going to be processed by that name server and how I want those requests to be serviced. So in my case, I have multiple accounts and multiple IP addresses that are provided to me by my hosting provider, and I can use their custom name server control panel to specify which requests get mapped to which accounts and which IP addresses. Once we've done that and we've allowed enough time for those request to resolve all the way into my name server will forward them to whatever account or IP address I've configured it to forward those requests to. In my case, I've made those configuration changes, and now requests to netoop.com should be resolving to this IIS7 instance, and now I can create the new website right here in the IIS7 Manager. So to do that, I'm just going to select the web server. Remember that inside IIS Manager, you can be managing multiple web servers at the same time. So in our case, I'm just connected to the local server, and I'm going to right-click, and I'm going to say Add a Website. I'm going to specify the site name, netoop.com. And notice that by default we're going to create an application pool of the same name. That's a good idea. You could, when you get more advanced, you could combine multiple websites into a single application pool if you're going to do some custom resource management, but in our case we'll just leave the default. The next thing I need is a content directory. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to click on the ellipsis and I'm going to create a directory in my C drive. So I'm going to say make a new folder and we'll call it NetOop. And next, I'm going to specify what I want the host name to resolve. So this has to do with how incoming requests are processed. Remember that this IS7 instance can be used to host any number of websites. So IS7 has to know which request to route to the application in this physical path. So I'm going to say www.netoop.com is the host name that I want to resolve here. And we're going to leave start website immediately. I'm going to click OK, and let's see what happens when I do that. I click OK. This application has been created, but note there's a red X here, which tells me that that website didn't start successfully. The reason is I created the directory, but there's no content in that directory. And by default, web applications that are created on IS7 do not allow directory browsing, so there's nothing to show in that directory. I can solve this very simply by just putting a document that is one of the default document types in the new directory that I just created. So let's go to this NetOop directory. Take this defaults.htm file, drop it in there. Now, this will work again because for this application, we've inherited the default collection of default documents, and default.htm is one of them. So now this is valid. And if I go ahead and I refresh, now we'll see that that is successfully configured. And really, that's it. That's all it takes to get a new website configured in IS7. So one more thing I want to show you. If we highlight the new website that we just created, and I right-click, I want to select Edit Bindings. And note that the host name here is www.netoop, but I can also configure it to respond to other host names. For example, maybe no www, just netoop.com. And note also, by the way, that we can specify specific IP addresses, or I can operate this on the same IP address as other websites, but a specific port number, so you very easily can have control over the details of what the resolution is. But basically, the default is that we're just going to set this up to use unassigned IP addresses, and the IS7 will resolve those name requests using the host headers that accompany those requests. So now I can go ahead and click OK, and now we're serving both NetOop and www.netoop to the same physical directory. And that's it. It's that easy to create new web applications using the IS7 Manager and IS7.